Hashem, we're going to go through around seven sugyas in the first parak of Maseches Megillah. And as I said last night, that we're going to go through these sugyas as we prepare for Purim. Purim's, it should be a few weeks away, but it's really 8 weeks away. But it's a good way to get prepared for the upcoming Purim. So the first sugya that really comes up is this sugya of Losis Godedim. And the Mishnah begins telling us, as we saw already, that there are different days of Adar where you could read the Megillah, Yud Aleph, Yud Beit, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tezvav. And this was a special hetter that was given to the Kfarim, those who lived in the villages. And that was because they didn't have a minyan, or they didn't have a chazan, they didn't have a bal koreh. So they were able to read on an earlier day that they would go to the big cities, the Yom HaKnisa, because they would have a minyan there and they'd have a bal koreh there. So that's the simple pshat of this Mishnah, that the Kfarim had no one to read. And Rashi writes this there in the Mishnah, Rashi in the beginning there. If you look at Dibur Maschil Ela Shekvar Makdimim Liyom HaKnisa, so Rashi explains Kolomar Me'achar Shemukavin Korim B'Tezvav. The walled cities read on the 15th. V'Shein Mukavin, the unwalled cities read on the Korim B'Yudal, as we know. Hariach Kol B'Chlal. Every city is covered. There's walled cities and unwalled cities. What more is there left? Tuheicha Mishkachas Yudal Yud Beit Gimel. Where else can you find a need to read on 11th, 12th, and 13th of Adar? The Chacham gave a special heter for these people living in the village to read earlier. Yom Sheni B'Shabbos Shilfnei Yudalid, the Monday prior to the 14th of the month, or Chamishi, the Thursday B'Shabbos Shu Yom Knesa. That was the day that was a Knesa that come together. We spoke last night about Lech Knos Kla Yehudim. It's not just random that the Yom Knesa, that they call Yom Knesa, the beginning of Maseches Megillah, but Ari Cohen's here also was on the list, so I just don't notice that. Okay, sorry, welcome Ari. So Yom HaKnisa is not just Stam here, Yom HaKnisa is particularly in Maseches Megillah, because as we discussed last night, Lech Knos Kol HaYehudim, this idea of coming together all types of people. So there's Yom HaKnisa, the Kfarim coming earlier, Miskansim, the Ayaros, they go to the cities, Lemishpat here, Bezdin they have to go to. They'd sit on Mondays and Thursdays, Kitakanas Ezra. So that's all the background. And then he writes, which doesn't sound like a chiddush to us, Vakvarm Einam Bikian Likros. Those who lived in the villages were not experts. They did not know how to read Tanakh, not Chumash, not Megillah. Vitzvichen Shekre'en Lehem Echad Mibnei Ha'ir. And they needed someone from the city, a well-versed Balkari, to read on their behalf. So once they were schlepping on Mondays and Thursdays, they may as well chop the Megillah as well, and that was the din. Now the big question here is, which is hopefully you had a chance to read the Gemaras in Yevamos, that why is this not a problem of Losis Godu? Losis Godu is in the first pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. We can't have different factions of people keeping different halachas and different minhagim. Some people reading this day, some people reading that day. Isn't this Losis Godu? We have every chalamoid, every shul, there are some people who wear tefillin, some people who don't wear tefillin on chalamoid. So the practice amongst the shuls is that you designate one section for tefillin wearers and one section for non-tefillin wearers. So, for example, in Esh Kodesh, so all non-tefillin wearers, it's a Hasidic shul, so the main shul is no tefillin, and those who wear tefillin have to be behind the mechitza. We one time had an incident where there was a boy back from Eretz Yisrael, and he was wearing tefillin. But the problem was he was the only Baal Kari in the shul. Rav Weinberg wasn't there at the time. So the question was, can he come to the front to lane with the tefillin on when the custom was not? So I said to him, you should take off your tefillin. Take off the tefillin, and this way you avoid Losis Godu. The young boy refused. He wouldn't do it. And he didn't lane. Someone else had to figure out laning because he wouldn't do it. And it's a real issue, Losis Godu. The boy got very upset. He told his father and me, and his father called me up. Happens to not that from the shul. Father says, there's another rabbi who I know well. He said he was embarrassed. I felt bad. But at the end of the day, I said, if the rabbi tells him or asks him nicely to do something, he probably should have listened. But anyways, that was a whole funny story that happened. Speaking of tefillin and chalamor, I have a whole maisa of my own. Growing up, so I always wear tefillin and chalamor. And then I was in 12th grade, and I had a brother who's a year older than me who was learning in yeshiva for the year. So my parents decided to let's go to Eretz Yisrael to visit him or go for Sukkos. And then my father said, you know, no one wears tefillin in Eretz Yisrael and Chol Hamoed. And if we wear tefillin, that would be weird. And so on top of that, he said, his father, my Saba, my grandfather, he doesn't wear tefillin in Chol Hamoed. I said, Dad, so if Saba doesn't wear tefillin. Why do we wear tefillin? So he said that when he was a bar mitzvah boy, my father became a bar mitzvah, he asked his Rebbe what he should do on Chol HaMoed. So the Rebbe didn't ask my father, what does your father do? He said, where's your father from? And based on where my grandfather's from, he assumed he probably should be wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So my father didn't know any better. So he, as a 13-year-old boy, he wore tefillin. My Saba didn't wear tefillin. My Saba didn't say anything to my father. It's very strange. And that's how my father grew up until he was 50-something. So when we were 18, we spoke to the Rabbi Przanski, and he told us to do Hatar Sadar. We undid that, and from that point on, from the age of 17, I stopped wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That's what we should have been doing. So anyway, so that's Los Hiskodim. That's a classic example of Los Hiskodim. So the Gemara in Yevamos talks about Los Hiskodim, and it's very back and forth here whether or not Los Hiskodim only applies to Isurim. People, let's say, dealing with, let's say, Kitnios could be an example of Los Hiskodim of an Isur. Dealing with minhagim, practices of wearing tefillin, not wearing tefillin. And the Gemara goes back and forth. Is it limited to Isurim of doing malach on certain days? Does it apply also to minhagim as well? And we're going to go through these details as well. But the punchline is at the end of the Gemara, in Yevamos Daf Yudal. If you take a look at Yudal Amun Aleph, the Gemara around halfway down the narrow lines, shares with us a machlokas between Abai and Rava. What exactly are the parameters of when Los Hiskodim applies? So if you look at Amar Baye, it's around 15 lines down. The first word in line is Los Sasu Agudos Agudos, it says, and then Amar Baye. If you want another angle, Diramasu Rebbe of Tosos, halfway down that Tosos, the small, very good, small off, Amar Baye, key, the small off by the key. Ki Amrina Los Hiskodim, when do we say Los Hiskodim? Kigon Shte Bate Dinim Birachas. When you have two batei dinim in one city, in the city of Boca, you have Bez Din Aleph and Bez Din Beis. Halu morim kedivrei Beis Shammai. These say paskin like Beis Shammai, v'halu morim kedivrei Beis Hillel. So that's when there's a problem of Los Hiskodim. In one city, people doing different things. Aval shtei batei dinim b'shtei ayaros, but two batei dinim in two different cities. One in Boca and one in, I don't know, Hollywood. I don't know what the what people use as a point of reference here, but we'll use that. I mean, it would be probably five towns in Teaneck. So here, Boca and Hollywood. If there's a better example, fill me in, Ari, later. Or whoever else is from Boca, let me know. So, Los Hiskodim applies two bati dinim in one city. But two bati dinim in two different cities, less than, but there's no concern at all of Los Hiskodim. No one's going to see any differences. That's fine. That's Shitas Abai. Rava says, two lines down, Elama Rava, Ki Amrina Los Hiskodim, Ki Gon Bezdin Birachas. No, you know when it's a problem? When in one Bezdin, in one city, there's a split what to do. There's a divide. The same exact Bezdin, the same exact leadership, same exact Rabbanim, and half the followers do X, half the followers do Y. Palag Morin Kidei Beis Shammai, Upalag Morin Kidei Beis Hillel. There's a split within one Bezdin. That's a problem. Aval Shtei Bati Dinim Birachas. Listen, ba. Two Bati Dinim in one city. You have Boca, you have one shul doing this, and one shul doing that. That's fine. They're two different communities in one city. That's okay. So Rava says that's allowed. Two different bati dinim in one city. But Abai says, no, that's still a problem. Two bati dinim in one city is still a problem. Okay, that's we're going to get back to appreciate this more. If you didn't prepare, it might be a little harder to follow this part. But we'll leave it aside and we'll come back. Hopefully everything will plug in nicely. So Tosas there on the spot asks the following question. He says, wait a second. We just discussed the Gemara in Megillah Daf Beis that the Kfarim go to the big cities to hear Megillah on, let's say, Yud Aleph of the month. And then 3 days later, they're reading on Yud Dalet. So isn't that a problem Los Hiskodim? That in the same exact city, Be'ir Achas, and it's one Bezdin, they're all in agreement, there's all two Batei Dinim, one Bezdin, one city, they're reading in two different days. How is that allowed? So look what Tosas writes. Let's read that together. Vim Tomar. Is Dibur Maschil Ki Amrina Los Hiskodim? Ask Tosas. Vim Tomar Ma Tiritz Mi Megillah. What's the answer from Maseches Megillah? Debi'ir Achas. In one very city. Hayu Korin Levnei Ha'ir B'Yadalad. The people of the city read on Yadalad. And the visitors Levnei Kfar. Hayu Makdimim L'Yom HaKnisa. They're going to read the Monday prior or the Thursday prior. Isn't that Los Hiskodim? In the same city and seemingly the same Bezdin? So, Om HaRav Rabbi Chaim, the B'nai Kfarim Hayukarin Bi'iram. So this is anyone who's learned Masechet Megillah probably have not seen this Tosos unless some Magid should told you this Tosos. This throws everything on its head. Everything that you thought, and we've probably learned Masechet Megillah in this room multiple times amongst everyone, they would read in their own village, in the kfars where they would read. The B'nai Kfar wouldn't go to the big city to hear. They'd stay home in their village, wherever that was. That's Bi'iram, in their very city, Kidemuchach B'Yushalmi. V'hashta, Havishte Batidinim, Bibes Ayaros. They're two different Batidinim, two different cities. So what exactly is Yom HaKnisa? What are they going? Doesn't the Mishnah say they're going to the big city? They're reading in their own village. So let them read in their own village on Yudalev. Why are they reading on Yudalev then, if they're not going to the big city? So Tosis explains here, the Bekiya Gavna, when they read in separate cities, Lo Shayach Lo Siskod, Afila, by even according to Baye, it's fine. V'had the Karila Yom HaKnisa, why is this called Yom HaKnisa? The Fisha Be'iram, Hayu Misasfin, Lavolabes Knesses, B'Sheni, U'Bechamishi, Likros HaTorah. He didn't explain that so much, but Mondays, Thursday, they gather together to prepare for Kriyas HaTorah. He doesn't say whether they're going to the big city for Kriyas HaTorah or they're reading in their own, but it wasn't easy to get a minyan. They couldn't get a minyan 3 days a week, three times a day, rather. So for big events, Mondays, Thursday, they get together. But when they got together, they laid Megillah, even though it wasn't Purim, in their own village, in their own kfar. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos. That's what he writes. Now, this is not only the Shita of Tosos. Hopefully you got a chance to see the Rambam and the Lechem Mishnah. The Rambam writes in the Hilchas Megillah Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav, on the bottom there. B'nei HaKfarim, She'enim miskapsim b'bati knasios, ela b'sheinim b'chamishi. They would only gather together. It's called Yom HaKnisa, not because they go to the big cities, because that's when they get together. There was a minyan twice a week, or maybe three times a week on Shabbos also. Mondays and Thursdays, they'd have a gathering. Tiknul hemshu makdimim v'karim b'yom HaKnisa. They established that they should read also Megillah on that Monday or that Thursday. Imagine, it wasn't so easy. Not everybody, they didn't have cars back then, obviously. They didn't live close to each other. Getting a minyan was a big schlep. So they had a special heter, in general, only coming together on Mondays and Thursdays for laning. And once they're there together, as to not be matriarch lemur, they'd also lane the Megillah, if it was Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, or Yud Gimel.
Rashi specifically says not like that. I mean,
yeah, Rashi goes, we'll have to come back to ask.
He says that they go in because the Batidina met, I mean, doesn't
completely different.
Exactly.
We'll get back to how to understand Rashi, but this is the Shita of Tosos. It's a Shita of the Rambam. The Megillah, the Lechem Mishnah points out that the Rambam holds like Tosos, that they read in their own village. And this makes sense because, as we know, the Rambam oftentimes holds of the Yushalmi. Tosos quotes the Yushalmi to support his idea. It doesn't quote the words, but he says the Yushalmi says this as well. So we understand now why there's no Losis Godu. Because the big cities are reading in bulk of the big city, and the small village is reading wherever they are, in a small village somewhere, and there's no problem Losis Godu. But the question is, Rashi, though, who says that the villagers would read in the big city, on Yud Aleph, whatever the Yom HaKnisa would be, isn't that a problem Losis Godu? How could you have the same big city? Imagine today we're having a regular day, we live in Boca, and some small village comes in today on, say it's Tuesday, but let's just say it was a Monday, and they start Lady Megillah in the middle of the shul there, and we're going to celebrate Purim 2 days later. Isn't that Losis Godu in the same exact city? So how are we going to explain Rashi, how he allows this to happen and not be a problem of Losis Godu? So before we answer Rashi's question, we're going to kind of leave him in the back. Let's discuss Losis Godu for a moment. Big machlokas, we've shown him what the nature of Losis Godu is, a few nafkaminas, and then try to plug this back in to Shitas Rashi. Now, before doing that, even I actually want to start with the answer of the Ran, actually. Let's start with the answer of the Ran. Take a look at the Ran. There are two answers of Rashi. The Ran is what we're going to focus on, and we'll come back to the Ritva at the very, very end. So look what the Ran writes as how he explains this. The Ran here, this is on that page, Daf Beis and Maseches Megillah in the Rif. The bottom right, Dibur Maschil V'yesh Lishol. He asks the question V'yesh Lishol. Let's ask the question, Heyach Matirin L'Kfarim Lakdim B'yom HaKnisa. How could the villagers read earlier? Kari Kan Lo Sisko Dedu. So Lo Sasu Agudas Agudos. Goes on to explain back and forth, Rav and Abaye. Jump to the last three lines. He writes, V'yesh Lomar Dehani Nami Kishnei Bati Dinim B'Sheyaros. He assumes, like Rashi, that the kfarim would come to the big cities. He says, Sharei b'nei ha-kfarim b'tsuyanim la'atzman, they're independent people, v'daitin lach, so they plan to return back to their village. V'echad mehen hu shemotzi, and one of them, one of their own b'nei kfarim, is motzi themselves. Sheina nira, doesn't appear, she'echad m'b'nei ha'ir potra. So he's kind of walking a fine line here. It's a bit of a steer. Who pointed out the steer to me? Oh, you, Mario, your name again?
Eitan.
Eitan. Great question. I don't have an answer. There's a steer in the Ran, on Daf Aleph of the Rif. The Ran writes that there is no one from the Kfarim who could read for themselves. They weren't capable of, there are no Baal Korah in the Kfar. Here, he says it has to be a member of the Kfar to read because you can't have a B'nai ear. Bimoti b'nei kfar, because not mechuyi b'davar. Great question. I don't have an answer for that. We'll try to think of something, but I don't have a response right now. But what he said was that, like Rashi, the kfar, the b'nei kfar would come to the big city, read in the big city, but one of their own b'nei kfar would read for them, Baal Korah. Now, why would they have to do that? If they have their own place. So it sounds like that they just like the Rambam holds, that they were not gathered together often. They were lived very far. Only a few people lived in the village. So they gathered together and they schlepped to the big city. And that's where they davened. They didn't daven the kvar. They could have. They had a minyan. They had a Baal Korah. But once they're schlepping to the city, that's where the minyan was. They had a shul. Who knows what else was there to make it convenient. Maybe they didn't have a Megillah in the kvar. But they read in the big city itself. But their own were reading to themselves. Ah, why is that not a problem of those who do? So the Ran says, because that's considered kishnei bate dinim b'shayaros. Physically, it was one city. But conceptually, says the Ran, since they plan to return back, it's viewed as two different cities. Why the two different cities? Any thoughts? All right, so let me just frame this machlokas between the Ran and the Tosas, and we'll try to explain what's going on here. Tosas did not like this pshat. He said that the kfarim had to read in their own kfar. Because had they read in the big city, the b'nei kfarim, that's called one city. He sounds right. The Ran says even if the b'nei kfarim were to read in the big city, which they did according to the Ran, that's still called two cities. Now, even though physically it was all in the same city, that's called conceptually two cities. Why is that?
Isn't that like Rabban, that's like one, two, but the dinim in the same city? I mean,
yeah, but he's trying to explain, even according to Abaye, who would not allow that, it's considered two cities, even though it's all one city. So how is that possible that you have people reading in the same city, but yet conceptually it's considered two cities? So let's explain, and we'll what this Machlokas Lo Sisko Du is about in general, and we'll plug it back into the Ran, and plug it back into Rashi Mirchasan. Everyone okay? Any questions before we go ahead?
So it could be based on how Rashi explains the Tam of the Isra of Lo Sisko Du.
Exactly. That's where we're going to go. Exactly. Exactly. That's where we're going to go with this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's go through Rashi Rama, and then I'll let you answer the question to see if you plug in it right. Okay? Yeah.
Maybe we'll get this. According to the Rama, what's the point of going to the ear if you're not even using any of them to lean?
Yeah. So I was suggesting maybe they left early in the morning. They were waiting for the Zman. They left before sunrise, maybe. Or maybe they didn't even have a Megillah. Or it was just a Kedusha Beis Knesset they wanted to accomplish. It doesn't explain why. It wasn't really necessary, but there might have been some other factor that compelled them to lean. They're going anyways, but they could have gathered together first in the kfar to lane there. So what was the advantage to lane in the city? So I'm suggesting, again, a Kedusha Beis Knesset, the time, the Megillah, it could be just the timing of the market opening right after davening. Different factors, probably. Okay, so let's explain, as Ari pointed out, what is the tam, what's the reason behind Lo Sisko Du? So I'll let you guys tell me, what's the tam? What's the machlokas? Call out. Shetaros, that's one pshat, that's who?
Rashi
writes in Yivamos. You go back to Yivamos, Daf Yud Gimel Beis. He writes a number of times. We'll read the first mention of it. Lo sasu agudos agudos, denira kinogin beis toros. It looks like they're two different Torahs, chas v'shalom. There's one Bible and another Bible. Take it one step further. There are two gods. Those learning Maseches, the Daf Yomi, recently about modim modim, shema shema, it's near kishtei two gods, chas v'shalom, woman thinks such a thing. Shtei Torahs, the two sets of rules. I could choose this Torah, I could choose that Torah. That's Rashi's understanding of it's near kishtei Torahs. What was the other time?
Because
Other reason? Machlokas, right. So this is clear for the Rambam. Rambam writes in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. If you look at Hilchas Avodah Kochavim Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph, all the way in the bottom, the last line, the Rambam writes, Ubeklal Azara Zeh, Shelo Yuh Shnei Bati Dinim Birachas, Zeh Noag Kiminag Zeh, Noag Kiminag Acher. We should not have one city where people are practicing differently. Tefillin, no tefillin. Kinyos, no kinyos. Whatever example you want to give. Shedavar zeh goreim lemachlokes gedolos. That's a strong language. Many big fights, debates. Shenemar los eskodedo los asu agudos agudos. So it's not about nira kishtei toros that appears like two different rule books, but it's going to lead to a machlokes. So let's explain some nafkaminas to bring these two differences out. So the Karen Ora, says the following nafkamina. It's hard to read here. I'm going to use my computer to read the Karen Ora. Hope you don't mind. So Karen Ora writes that this machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan and the Gemara, those who saw it, appreciate it. Those who didn't, I'll say outside. They're going back and forth whether or not Losis Godu applies to Minhagim or only to Isurim. Everybody agrees Losis Godu definitely applies to Isurim. When it comes to Davar Isur, when it comes to the Isur of working Erev Pesach or not working Erev Pesach, that certainly is a problem Losis Godu. But does it also apply to different Minhagim? Wearing tefillin or not wearing tefillin might be an Isur as well, actually, but other Minhagim, Kitnios, that could be Minhagim, whatever the Minhag is, does it apply, extend itself to Minhag? So this is what the Karen Ora writes, and I'm going to read this. According to Reish Lakish, da'afilu bebeiz makomos bechlal los skodu, fine. Near Reish Lakish as follows. Svirlei, the taima de los skodu. He says, the machlokis between Reish Lakish and Yochanan hinges on the tam of los skodu. So the reasoning of Reish Lakish of los skodu is, shelo yomru sheyesh chas v'shalom sheitoros. We don't want people thinking chas v'shalom that they're two different rule books. Umishimhachi, that's why he says, Amina, Anna, I was talking about Isurim, that you, Rabbi Yochanan, bring me a kasha from Minhaga? Minhaga leka chashash de taros. We know Minhagim don't depend on the Torah. Minhagim evolve over time. It's not based on shtei taros. Everyone knows the Minhagim of Sfarad and Ashkenaz are different. No one's going to think that because the Minhags for some to wear certain types of tittis versus the other tittis, that's not near kishtei taros. That's a minhag that happens over time, that it evolves itself. But legabe isurim, if I see some people keeping this isur, some people not keeping the isur, that might indicate they're two taros. So Reish Lakish felt the problem was near kishtei taros, which is limited only to the world of isurim. Minhagim don't give a person a feeling that they're shtei taros. Rabbi Yochanan responds back and says, no, Losis Godu not only applies to Isurim, but also applies to Minhagim. Why? Because he thinks, as the Karen Ora explains, Rabbi Yochanan thinks it's the tam is Mipnei HaMachlokas, because of fighting. And just as a distinction of Isurim, a friction of Isurim could create Machlokas, different Minhagim could also create a Machlokas. Not because I know they're Shtei Taros. I know that Minhagim are not rooted in Shtei Taros. But still, you do this, you do that. Great example, the boy, the Baal Kori in my shul with the tefillin, that led to a little bit of tension. His father got upset. He got upset. That was Minhagim, but that could lead to Machlokas, and therefore he expanded it even to Minhagim. That's the Nafkamina that Karen Ora says. Another Nafkamina that Karen Ora says is a person himself. Could the person himself change his Minhagim based on where he goes? He goes to this city. He goes to that city. If he goes in the city where they wear tefillin, he'll wear. If he goes to the city where they don't wear tefillin, he won't wear tefillin. Is that going to be a problem? Losis Godu for himself. It's a strange question. But he says it depends on this very question. If it's about a machlokas, you can't fight with yourself. He's not debating with himself whether he wears or doesn't wear. So there's no concern of the guy changing minhagim of Losis Godu perspective if machlokas is the underlying reason. But if the underlying reason is really near kishtei taros, it looks like there are two books, two rule books. So a guy who sees me wearing tefillin in this place and not wearing tefillin in that place, that might look to an outsider like this shnei taros. And I'm choosing which rule book to use which day, which place. And that would be another nafkamina, he says. And a third nafkamina, which is brought down by the Chuvas Meshiv Davar, I apologize, it's in the wrong my makom was there. It's in a different chalak. This is what the Meshach Dara writes as a third nafkamina between these two reasons. He says, Machlokis between Abai and Rava. We saw the end of Masechet Yevamos there, that end of that sugya. That Abai holds the Ikir Azhara of Los Godu is because of Shtei Taros. And therefore, even two Batei Dinim in one city will be a problem. Because I see in one city two different practices, even though you know, the Batei Dinim are guiding the two different communities differently. But I come in, I see in Boca, some people doing this, some people doing that. That's going to near Kishay Taros to me. But if the point is Machlokas, which is what Rava holds, there's no Machlokas if two Batei Dinim. I have my rabbi, you have your rabbi. We're not going to argue with each other. I follow my leadership and you follow your leadership. So that's not going to create any tension. We have different rules. But from the outsider who sees in the same community two different things, so that would be a problem if it's near Kishay Taros. So he says that this Machlokas, Rav and Abai, at the end of the Gemara, to really appreciate this, if you look back inside, but he says this is a nafkamina, whether or not it's based on the Tam of Machlokas or near Kishay Taros. Either way, we have this these two concepts, a few nafkamina in the Karen Ora and the Meshiv Davar. So now let's bring this back, Ari. I'm going to put you on the spot since you suggested it. How does this now explain the Machlokas between the Ran and Tosfos, that Tosfos felt that the only way we could allow the Bnei Kfarim to read is if they read in their own city. But if they were to read in the same city, the big city, that would be Los Eskodim. While the Ran said that no, you could have the Bnei Kfarim read in the big city, because the Ran said that's still, it's Kishtei Ayaros. Even though physically it's the same city, but conceptually we view this as two different cities. So what do you got, Ari? Not to put you, I'm putting you on the spot, but...
Ron.
Yeah.
The Ron's okay saying that we could
I could bail you out if you want.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think it's like this.
Shtei Taros is the Ron because the Machlokas issue is the Ron because in the same city they're not gonna, if they have two different Menachim. I mean, two different ways of doing it. It's not going to be Machlokas. But the Shnei Taurus is the issue.
Exactly. Perfect. I would agree 100%. That they say it this way, that according to Tosos, we'll say Tosos first, Tosos thinks the problem is Nira Kishtei Taurus. And if you have two different groups of people reading different days, from the outsider, that looks like two different Taurus. The Ron has no problem with that. That's okay. Two different cities reading two different days in the same city. Why? Because the Ran holds the concern of Los Eskodu is Machlokas. Now, I know I have my rabbi. You have your rabbi. I come from this city. You come from that city. We're not going to have a Machlokas. It's okay having the same block, some Moroccans, some Persians, some Ashkenazim. They all have their own minogam, their own shul, their own nischals that we discussed last night, the 12/13 different nischals. I know I'm not going to get into a fight with a Moroccan because he davens a certain way. That's not going to lead the Machlokas. We have our own leadership. So says the Ran, and I think that's clear, since the Bnei Kfarim come and they plan to return back home, they're viewed as independent people. I don't care about the physical proximity of the Bnei Kfarim and the Bnei Ayaros in the same city. We don't care about Nira Kishtei Taurus according to the Ran. We're concerned, is it going to lead to tension? Will it lead to a Machlokas? Will it lead to debate? It will not, because I know my place and you know your place. But again, the Tosfos who says, it's a problem still. Has a problem, they're not going to fight with each other. Everyone knows Bnei Kfarim have a certain rule and Bnei Ayaros have different rules because the Tosfos thinks it's an issue of the appearance. It's going to look like near Kishtei Taros. And therefore, the Tosfos couldn't tolerate that the same city, two different customs take place. And that's the, I believe, the understanding of Tosfos and the Ran. Any questions on that before you finish off with the Ritva? We're good?
It seems like when the Ran previously said that no one would know how to lane in the Bnei Kfarim, that's why they come to the Ayaros, then there'd be no issue in Machlokas because they're all joining together anyways on the same day, laning the same day. But when they have to do on a separate day, that's why they need their own laner in this case, because they need their own laner here almost because it has to be completely separate for there to be no Machlokas. It's always dice or locks, or they're going to come back to their own city, and even though they're laning on different days, there's no Machlokas. They have their own laner. They're basically renting a space and coming back. It's completely two different cities. But since they're coming in on that same day, it's still a little bit of an issue why they didn't have someone to lean before, but maybe it's because since they're coming in, they have to completely join in with the city in order for it to not seem as a machlokas, not seem as two different cities. When they're coming in on the same day to join the city, that's when they don't have a laner because they can't have.
Oh, that's your suggestion. I see. Ah, interesting. It's hard to say that's what he means, not having a laner. Remind your name again. I know we met a couple
Jonah.
Times. Jonah. Okay, I'll write that down. Jonah. Next door to Ari, you told me, right?
Yeah,
not Ari.
Around the corner.
Yeah. No, not this Ari.
Next door to Ari. Yes.
Yeah.
Next door.
Okay, yeah. Remind me your last name?
Trip.
Where did we meet, by the way?
Yona's wedding.
Oh, that's where. Okay, fine. We also, I think, when I was here Pesach time, you were you asked me a question at the.
I did.
At the Roadhouse. We were outside. Roadhouse, or whatever.
Roadhouse, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, guys. A little bit tangent. So we'll bring back to Rashi in a second. Yeah. Just to get. You said Jonah or Yona? Jonah, you're Jonah. You went to Yona's wedding. Both. We're going to call Yona then. I like Yona. Okay. So Yona's suggesting something in the Ron, maybe the Stira, which I don't know if it's going to be so 100%. But maybe when the Ron said that they had no Baal Korei in the farm, the Ron earlier that we alluded to, that's when they come in the same day when the Yudalid is the Yom HaKnisa, is the Yudalid, that they have to integrate entirely into the Ayaros and they can't use their own Baal Korei. They have to somehow integrate. Now, when they come in their separate day in the Yom HaKnisa, when it's different than the Yudalid, they're not allowed to use the people from the big city. They have to have their own because. And that's where they have to somehow come up, even though maybe they don't have a natural Baal Korei, they have to really work hard to find one to train and train for those years in order to fill it in. Interesting suggestion. We have to see whether it fits, but that's a good thought. Let's bring it back down and I'll explain Rashi. How does it help with Rashi? So Rashi must be, how does Rashi allow the Bnei Kfarim to read in the big cities? So it must be like the Ran. That's a Ran Shita. The Ran said the Bnei Kfarim came to the big cities and it wasn't Los Eskodidu, because they're viewed as an independent city. Ke'ilu, they're a separate city, even though it's taking place in the same city, the big city, they're viewed independent, like the Ran says. Now, the one question he doesn't address, Rashi, which we're not going to address now, need to think about it. Rashi says that the Baal Korei from the Ayaros read for the Kfarim. How does that work? That's a whole other sugya, and there's a lot to talk about, but I decided not to go through that this week. But that's something to keep in mind on the side. Let's finish off now with the final answer of the Ritva, and then we'll recap what we did in a matter of a few seconds. Now, the Ritva says, there's a big Ritva here. Where's that line here? I didn't even look in the Mar Makomos. I just have it on my computer here. But I'll just tell you what the Ritva answers for his explanation. The Ritva says the reason why there's no problem of Rashi allowing the Bnei Kfarim to read in the Yaros, it's not Los Eskodidu, because that's for the following reason. Megillah, Bnei Megillah, he writes, Leka Agudas Agudas. There's no concern. Delo amrina agudas agudas ela bisha agudos cholkim elu im elu. He understands, the Ritva understands, that the problem of Los Eskodidu is machlokas. So only if it's going to lead to machlokas would there be Los Eskodidu. Ukesfurim shakol hayalehem lasos shita achas. That if someone thinks we all have to do the same thing, when that's the thought that we should all be doing the same thing and you're doing something different, that's when Los Eskodidu is relevant. And then he says, it looks like they're two taros. He doesn't say nira, it says nasa. They actually turn it into two taros. So he kind of lumps together the machlokas and nira kishe taros, somehow a fusion, a hybrid of these two reasons together. But he says this does not apply to Megillah. Why not? Because all the other cases we've had, tefillin, there was a point in time, we imagine, in history, where we knew what to do. We either wore tefillin al chalamoid, or we did not wear tefillin chol moed. Something evolved over time. Something changed. Machlokas evolved. But when it comes to Megillah, there is never a machlokas. The reason why there are different days, not because we forgot what to do, or there's a debate what to do, about hacha, kach ha'isa ha'takana, the takana mitchila, from the beginning, from the outset of the takana of mitzvahs Megillas Esther, shu chalukim bismanayim. The pasuk in Megillah tells us that there should be different days. That wasn't because of machlokas, because they forgot, because there's a tension between the two. V'kula modes elze. Everybody agrees that walled cities read in the 15th, unwalled cities read in the 14th, and the kfarim could read as early as 11th, 12th, or 13th. That's not a machlokas. They're not debating what's right, what's wrong. Can you do this way? Can you do that way? No, no one argues. This is all true. Elu ve'elu. That was part of the initial takana. And therefore he writes, Ubaha leka agudos klal. Because the Ritva again assumes it's all about machlokas. Yes, he fuses together with near Kishay Torahs, but the real underlying reason is Machlokas, and that would be how we explain Rashi, that he could allow the Bnei Kfarim to read in the Ayaroth. Alos is going to, no, there's no Machlokas, no one debates whether you should read this day or that day. That was the initial Takana, and therefore it's completely fine according to Shitas Rashi. Let's quickly recap what we started with. We spoke about initially the Shita of Tosos, that the Chiddush that Bnei Kfarim would read in their own villages. That was a Chiddush of the Tosos. And then we saw the Ran, who said that no, the Bnei Kfarim would actually read in the big cities, but that's still not Los Godu because it's Kishay Ayaros. And we explained that Machlokas between the Ran and the Tosos is whether or not Los Godu is about Machlokas or whether it's about near Kishay Taros. We brought nafkaminas of whether it applies to Minhagim as well. We brought another nafkamina that applies to a person himself. The debate between Rav and Abaye, how this plugged in. And we said that the Ran held that's all about Machlokas. Two different cities in one city is not Machlokas. Everybody knows their place. But Tosus felt the problem was near Kishay Taros. If they were to read in the same city on different days, that would near Kishay Taros. Therefore, Tosus had to separate. The Kfarm have to read in their own Kfar. And then we brought the answer of the Ritva, which we finished off with, which was that there's the only problem of Los Godes is only when there's Machlokas. Here there's not a Machlokas. This was how it was established initially, and therefore everyone agrees that these are the different days for the Kfarim, Ayaros, and the Mukafos Choma, and therefore Los Godes isn't relevant. Okay? Everyone have a wonderful break. See you soon. Yeah, you have a question?
Yeah. With the Ritva, what does